Hare Krishna. There's more to life than this life. This life refers both to the present lifespan that we have and the present life conception that we have. The present lifespan is whatever our life duration may be from now onwards. We may live for a few years, for a few decades, or who knows, our life may end in a few moments. Now, this life, is it all that we have? We go around in life considering so many things to be important and having dreams, having aspirations, striving to actualize those aspirations. And then suddenly, just some blow may come from somewhere, an accident on the road, a stray bullet going by, or a bug may come along, a small virus enters into the body, and one blow or one bug can blow up our life. Will it all be over? Is the life that we consider so deeply meaningful meant to be over forever? Is it such a meaningless accident? It's such a casual, in such a casual way, is life meant to be destroyed forever? Such thoughts, so sobering contemplation on the nature of life forces us to think deeply. What is the essence? Who am I actually? Is my life going to end with this life, or is it going to extend further? And if we look at this life in another way, we can say the present way that we are living, often we may get the question, what is the point of it all? You know, we look for pleasure, we look for power, we look for prestige, we look for possessions. And sooner or later, we realize that the pursuit of these turns out to be an anticlimax. Now, quite often, we don't get what we pursue for, and that's why we keep chasing after things, something new. But even if we after we achieve something, we find out that all this achievement turned out to be an anticlimax. It did not provide me what I expected it to provide me. And that way, we are disappointed. So, at such times, sometimes even success becomes frustrating. The failure is frustrating because we don't achieve what we want to achieve. We don't get what we are pursuing. But failure is frustrating because what we perceived and what we achieved turns out to be disappointing. And then the question comes up, okay, what am I living for? What should I pursue next? Of course, most often, when one goal turns out to be illusory, we set up another goal for ourselves and we start pursuing that goal. And the inner disappointment that comes from pursuing an illusory goal is to some extent removed, mitigated by the outer patch that we get. Oh, you are so good, you achieved this goal. Oh, you're so good, you achieved this. You're good, so good, you achieved that. There are performance rewards that come, there are prizes that come, there are trophies that come. But do these really bring meaning and fulfillment to our heart? What we need is something much deeper. So a thoughtful person wonders, therefore, whether is there something more to life than this life? And this life meaning both the current lifespan that we have and the current life conception that we have in terms of what life is meant for, what life's goals are. So the Bhagavad Gita answers yes, there is more to life than this life. And it answers yes to both the questions. It says that life goes on eternally because the soul, which is the source of life, which is the locus of consciousness, the soul is eternal. And the soul moves from, even when the body dies, what we call as death is the destruction of the body. The soul goes to a next body. The soul does not die. And in that sense, even if somebody's life ends meaninglessly in this life, the soul will go on meaningfully towards a future destination based on the kind of desires it has had in this life and the kind of actions it has chosen to do in this life. So in that sense, the meaninglessness of death is mitigated, is countered by the meaningfulness of our onward existence, of our continued existence and on our onward spiritual journey. And this journey is actually an odyssey. It is not just wandering. We are souls and we are looking for eternal love and eternal happiness thereof. And the Bhagavad Gita tells us that when we learn to love God, then we actually attain eternal happiness. Because God is eternal, we are eternal, and God is eternally attractive, and loving Him is eternally fulfilling. And that's how, in loving Him, we can attain eternal happiness. So, the Bhagavad Gita urges us to not get carried away by the bodily conception of life, and to remember our spiritual identity. When we remember the spiritual identity, when we remember that within the body there is a soul, antavantaime deha nityasyokta sharirana anashino aprameyasya tasmadidhyasvabharata. So, that the body is perishable, that means this life is going to end, but there is more to life than this life. Nityasyokta sharirana, the sharirana, the soul living inside the body is eternal. Anashino aprameyasya. Is anashino, is indestructible and up immeasurable. And smatidhyasvabharata, the conclusion is, therefore, do your duty of fighting. So here this do your duty refers to the way we can get spiritual realization and the way our life becomes spiritually, eternally meaningful. So we are meant not just for pursuing material things, but we are meant to pursue the eternal spiritual reality. That is God. The highest spiritual reality is God. And we do our duties as a service to Him, to pursue Him, not the things of this world. And we redefine our activities in this world, we redefine our pursuits of this world as progressions towards pursuing Him. We use our talents to achieve things in this world so that we can use them in Krishna's service. And in that way, this world becomes connected with its source. We become connected with our source. And even in this world, we get higher fulfillment, because whatever we do in this world is not done with ourselves as the center of the, as a center, without that egoistic motivation. Rather, we do activities with a devotional motivation, the devotional intention to love and serve. And in this way, even in this life, we experience that there is more to life than this life. That means that when we get spiritual experiences, deep spiritual experiences through meditation, through chanting, through scriptural absorption, when these spiritual experiences come, then we understand, oh, this life that I was living, chasing after bodily sensations, that is not what I'm meant to live for. I am meant to live for something much higher. And thus, we not only intellectually understand, but experientially confirm that there is more to life than this life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.